Hey, welcome everyone to our podcast series with Dr. Chad Sato. We're discussing, of course, mind-body awareness. And what does that mean? In a world that seems to be becoming ever more aware, I think it also brings with it so much awareness of so many things we've yet to discover. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Joe.
Is that true? Do you think it's like there's so much out there now and so many people are in search of an awareness, in search of mind-body awareness, but it can be a little bit distracting?
I think that's very true. Where do I begin? And the thing that I've been recognizing is people are looking to become more empowered. When a doctor tells them they have a certain diagnosis, they said, let me Google it. Let me go on WebMD. Let me kind of figure this out by myself. So for me, the one gift that we can do to ourselves or give to ourselves is to become more aware. And the one thing that we tend to ignore is our bodies. Mm-hmm. And our body's constantly giving us feedback. And that's what this whole mind-body awareness is that when we start getting attention in our body or an ache or a discomfort, it's just our body trying to say, okay, does this situation feel right for me?
And that's what we want to cover in this series. We want to introduce to people the awareness that their body can be their best friend.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, in terms of recognizing what might be wrong, recognizing what's good too, because your body does give you messages. That's what we want to cover. What I'd like to do is to introduce to people, first of all, the concept of what is going on when we feel pain or stress. I think we all understand when someone says, my shoulders are tight, I have a really bad stress, pain in my neck. What does it mean and where is it going to take us? That's what we'd like to cover in this series.
Yes.
It's a huge topic.
Can
you give us an overview without going into specifics of what are these pains telling us?
Well, in a nutshell, these pains or discomforts, muscle tension, is just a simplified version of the mind-body awareness or mind-body connection. Simply put, when you see a lemon, what happens? All right, if I just say lemon, your mouth starts to kind of get little
puckery,
and you're feeling saliva being generated just by thinking about a lemon. And that's how connected we are with our mind and our thoughts and our body. And just like if we smell a scent that's so uncomfortable, like my experience was when I was younger, I went on a hike up Mauna Loa. On the way back down, we were waiting at the trailhead for over an hour, and we were all cold and shivering. We got into this van, and the lady cranks up the heater and then busts out butterscotch.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can tell by your face that was not a good smell.
Yeah, so ever since that time, this one kid almost threw up. So this guy, we stopped the van. The kid just basically threw up outside the van. And ever since that experience, just the sight of it or just the smell of butterscotch, my body automatically just has this repulsion. So that's simply what the mind-body connection is that.
And they're very simplistic terms. I mean, seeing, suggesting, smelling, tasting,
yes,
all of those things. What happens when it's something major that we see a person or we remember a situation? Is it the same thing? Can we recreate it? Is that what the pain sometimes is?
Yeah, the pain is trying to get us to pay attention to something that's uncomfortable. At the same time, what I've learned over time is that it's not only just something that's uncomfortable situation, but sometimes a change. So even a new experience where, let's say a person never said no. They always said yes. They were always accepting of things that's going on. And one day they say no, that becomes painful because they're not used to saying no. So change, even good change, can create pains as well in the body. So, yes.
It's as we said earlier, it's such a big topic. We're going to tackle it bit by bit, week by week, episode by episode. People can jump around and find their comfort level. But what's interesting is if you Google mind-body awareness, you will find that it is a scientific topic now. It's not just something that belongs in the annals of alternative medicine,
yes,
or airy-fairy. This is a very scientific topic that's under great discussion at the moment.
Yes, the term right now is psychoneuroimmunology, which is basically psyche, which is the mind, neuro, which is the nervous system, immunology, which is your immune system. So they're investigating, they're scientifically proving that our mental emotional thoughts can impact the well-being of our body, our immune system, as well as just the different health conditions that pop up. But the root of all of this, health conditions, is stress. So the way that we experience stress, recognizing what stressors does bother us, will give us a better clue on what the signs of the body are trying to let us know. And that's what we'll be discovering and I'll be sharing in the next episodes to come.
I can't wait, actually. I can't wait for us to all discover our own mind-body awareness. And even if it's a small thing, even if it's starting to recognize that your body is giving you messages when you get that pain in your shoulder, for us to be able to stop and notice it, that's surely the first step.
Yes, the first step is always awareness. And so once you become aware, you can't be unaware. But once you become aware, the first step, instead of saying, oh, maybe I should take a Tylenol because this pain is bothering me, is to actually ask yourself, what was I just thinking about, or what situation just occurred prior to the pain showing itself up? Because I've discovered is many times some event is a predecessor to what you're actually experiencing, the symptom, like a neck pain, low back pain, or even a digestive or allergic reaction.
Give us your website so people can go there and find out more about what you do until our next podcast.
Perfect. So you can either Google my name, chadsato.com, or go to my more lengthy version, www.infinitebodyawareness.com.
Thank you. We can't wait to learn more about mind-body awareness. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.